Okay, so this patient has an easy diagnosis of asbestosis, and in this condition, we see ferruginous bodies on biopsy. Okay, so you're wondering what the fuck is a ferruginous body? When the alveolar macrophages attempt to phagocytose the asbestos fibers, they cannot actually digest them, and it induces a chronic inflammatory reaction, leads to some iron deposition around the asbestos fibers, and these have a characteristic appearance on light microscopy. We call these ferruginous bodies, okay? Asbestos fibers with iron deposition. And if we look at some of the other answer choices, actually, before I even get there, just another high yield point is, as I just mentioned, the macrophages attempt to phagocytose the asbestos fibers. This can lead to pulmonary fibrosis in the setting of asbestosis. That's actually another question that's asked on the NBMEs for step one, where you'll get asbestosis, you'll get pulmonary fibrosis, and then they'll ask you for which cell is responsible for the fibrosis, and the answer is macrophage. That always seems a little bit weird that students are like, oh, really? I didn't realize macrophages were the cell that's specifically responsible for the fibrosis. I know it is kind of weird, but it is. That's the answer, macrophage. So looking at some of the other answer choices, beryllium deposits, that would be berylliosis. Obviously, that's not the answer here. Berylliosis is associated with the aeronautical industry, okay, aeronautics, airplanes. Berylliosis does cause granulomas, non-caseating granulomas on biopsy. It's the only pneumoconiosis, or I should say at least one of the high-yield pneumoconioses that is granulomatous, okay? So that can be sort of a lower-yield factoid, knowing that berylliosis has granulomas on light microscopy, because every so often you might get a more difficult slash vague pneumoconiosis question where they say there's no granulomas on biopsy, and the meaning of that is, oh, okay, it's not berylliosis. Good to know. So another wrong answer, choice B, eggshell calcifications, that's silicosis, okay? Silicosis, classically stone quarries, people who work with stone. So silicosis, not only do we get the eggshell calcifications, but you need to know that for whatever reason, silicon dioxide, the silicosis, drastically decreases the function of alveolar macrophages, and in turn, significantly increases the risk of tuberculosis. So that's an important factoid. Silicosis equals increased risk of TB. So these patients require a PPD test. And also, we do not use anti-TNF-alpha agents, such as infliximab or etanercept, in patients who have silicosis because of their increased risk of TB. And then looking at choice D, non-caseating granulomas, I coincidentally mentioned that we see those in berylliosis, but when you see this answer choice on its own, most often for USMLE, it refers to sarcoidosis, okay? Non-caseating granulomas, typically African-American woman in her 30s who's going to have hypercalcemia from non-caseating granulomas, producing 1-alpha hydroxylase and activating vitamin D, causing increased calcium absorption through the bowel. Sarcoidosis can present with erythema nodosum, which is red shins, okay? It's paniculitis, inflammation of subcutaneous fat of the shins. A lot we can chat about. Don't really want to go off too much on a rabbit hole about sarcoidosis, but just your high-yield point is when you see that as an answer choice here, non-caseating granulomas, that you should make that high-yield association with sarcoidosis for USMLE's sake. And then signet ring cells, choice E, wrong answer. That refers to stomach cancer, gastric cancer, okay? The diffuse type. There's other types of stomach cancer, but when we talk about diffuse type, it's the most common form, often associated with linitis plastica, which is a leather bottle appearance of the stomach, grossly. But signet ring cells contain mucin. That's a high yield detail. And signet ring cells, not only would we see those with stomach cancer, the diffuse type, but we can also see signet ring cells in Krukenberg tumors, which are bilateral ovarian tumors. due to gastric mets. So I should clarify, not primary ovarian tumors, but you can get bilateral gastric cancer metastases to the ovaries via hematogenous dissemination. And on biopsy, there's signet ring cells of those ovarian masses. And you're like, oh, okay, those are Krukenberg tumors. Those are gastric cancer mets. So that's it for this one. Just take home point is asbestosis. We get ferruginous bodies. And also, yeah, I was just finishing, but a final high yield point is in asbestosis, we also get supra-diaphragmatic and pleural plaques. Okay, these are soft tissue accumulations. That also sounds really weird, I know. But I just wanted to throw that in there. Last point is supra-diaphragmatic and pleural plaques. They're soft tissue masses that you can see in asbestosis. Those are gross, as in you can view them macroscopically. And then the ferruginous bodies you see microscopically on via light microscopy, that is. Okay. That's it.